hands, how do some of us get right back in the saddle, whilst others can't go anywhere near the horse without a major intervention? I've spent years trying to address and make sense of these differences using various psychological models and methods. This book sets out to explain these inconsistencies. My intention is to clear up the misunderstanding about motivation and make this missing performance factor more visible to you. In doing so, I'll reveal the true source of performance, where we find the ultimate leverage to flourish in any endeavour. The ultimate leverage. For many years, I'd recognised that how we think is key to our success, so I made this a primary focus of my work. As a teacher and performance coach, I've always looked for the best ways to help people thrive at work. I've sought the best mentors, I've travelled the globe to learn the latest methods. I've trained in and worked extensively with neurolinguistics and cognitive behavioural approaches. I became licensed to use various diagnostics, such as MBTI, Myers-Briggs, along with a truckload of other tools and methods. While I've achieved great results with clients over the years, I've also seen people continue to get derailed and discouraged. Despite their superb skills and capabilities, they would underperform. So I continued to search for the answer because I felt there was something missing, some magic ingredient. Then in 2009, I was introduced to a new understanding of the mind. It answered many of the questions I'd had about what causes people to thrive, what stops people from making changes, and what makes positive changes last. It turned my previous understanding of state of mind on its head. I travelled to the US and met pioneers of this work, and I saw powerful evidence of its impact in various fields, from the criminal justice system and prevention through to major community change projects. The transformation in my own perception was incredibly liberating for me, both personally and professionally. The effortless changes and powerful results my clients began to experience were testament to this new understanding. I didn't need any more convincing. State of mind, in the context of this book, is defined as the temporary psychological state that we bring to each moment, created by how we think and feel. I've also used other terms interchangeably throughout the book, such as mental state or frame of mind. Your understanding of how state of mind really works provides the ultimate foundation to succeed and thrive at work, in any circumstances and with any challenges you might be facing. What this book is and what it isn't. Instant Motivation differs from most performance and how-to books because it isn't full of techniques and strategies. But this doesn't make it less practical and useful, quite the opposite. When you go beyond technique to a more fundamental understanding of how the mind works, it spontaneously increases your natural ability to excel without additional physical or mental effort on your part. What I share in this book is so fundamental to every aspect of your work life and how well you function that you could say it's the ultimate how-to. When people are learning about the logic I'm presenting here, they sometimes experience frustration or confusion, both of which are a natural part of any learning process. This normally happens because we're so used to getting advice, instructions, or quick fixes, so the lack of how-to can be disconcerting. When it comes to learning, we tend to get content or information-based approaches, where our ability to make changes or get results is based on how much we can digest, analyse, apply, or recall. I hope to point you in a different direction, as the following distinction will explain. Distinction. Prescription is what to do or how to do it, versus explanation, which is how it works. Prescription treats symptoms. Explanation reveals the cause. Prescription tells you what to do or how to do it. Explanation shows you how something fundamentally works. Prescription gives you techniques and strategies. Explanation inspires insight and realization. Prescription gives you ideas and advice. Explanation generates new understanding, inspiring your own ideas. Prescription requires practice.